Well, looking at the May crop production supply and demand estimates for soybeans, and it was a little bit friendly when you look at the numbers overall, especially looking at the U.S. numbers. For old crop, USDA came in and increased crush by 20 million bushels. They also decreased exports by 10 million bushels, leaving us cutting ending stocks by 10 million bushels, putting it at 340 million bushels. That was 7 million bushels below expectations. As far as for new crop, we didn't see much of a change as far as production is concerned. Production did come in at 4.4 billion bushels. That was 10 million below the trade estimates, 15 million below the Ag Outlook's estimate in February, but 174 million bushels above last year, which we kind of expected with the higher acres. For stocks, we did see a surprise there as we did see demand increase, especially when you look at it for crush. Crush increased close to 100 million bushels from the previous year. Exports also increased close to 100 million bushels. That put ending stocks estimates for the 26 crop year at 310 million bushels. That was 45 million bushels below expectations, 45 million bushels below the Ag Outlook Forum's estimate, and 30 million bushels below the previous year. So now all of a sudden we get to be, or we see soybean stocks a little bit concerning because you trim 2 bushels off of the national average yield, which at 53, we're at a record yield for this next year. You take 2 bushels off that, you've cut your stocks in half. So that leaves a little bit of concern as far as soybeans, the soybean crop going forward. Now, China came in and said they were not interested in buying any more old crop. That's already been baked into the numbers. So really what we're looking at is holding them to buying their 25 million metric ton they promised for the next 3 years. That's the only concern moving forward into the 26 calendar year. When you look at it for other for world production, stocks were put at 124.8 million metric ton. That's down 2 million metric ton from expectations, in line with the previous years. Brazil's and Argentina's production was increased quite a bit in the numbers, but that's for next year's crop overall. So looking at the numbers for soybeans, they actually turned out to be a little friendly.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.